Can you tell us where you were born and what age did you start playing hockey?
Well, I was born in Bolands, Ontario, which is a little town, a little village outside of Sudbury, Ontario, Charlie. And Charlie it is, isn't it?
That's right.
And I was in July 6, 1930, and I started playing hockey. I guess the first organized team, I was 11 years old, Charlie.
Can you tell us what kind of North American Indian are you?
Well, the brown kind, Charlie. With the black hair. And, but, my mother tells me that, I guess I'm an Algonquin. The half that there is Algonquin, Charlie, you know.
Is that right? Because we're Algonquins around here.
Yeah. My grandfather came from down around there a long time ago, I think. And his name was Decare, you know.
Around this area?
Many years ago, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My Indian grandfather, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where did you play your junior hockey?
Well, I played for first junior team. I guess I was 16. I played for the Comic of Redmond, just outside of Sudbury, Ontario. And then the next year I played for Stratford Crowlers in the junior OHA, and then I played 2 years for Toronto Walbers.
And what year did you break into the Toronto Maple Leafs organization?
Well, when I was 16, I signed a C form, and that connected me to the Toronto Maple Leafs at that time. And I belonged to them even when I went to Stratford. The year I played for Carver Cup Redmond, I still belonged to Toronto, and then I belonged to them when I went to Stratford, and then I went to Toronto Malberts, which was a sponsored team by the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I belonged to them all those times. I broke in with the Maple Leafs in 1950. The season of 1950-51.
And how many years did you play for Toronto?
I hung around there for about 20 years, Jerry. I probably played about 12, and I hung around for about 8, but I was on the team for about 20 years, you know.
How many Stanley Cup rings do you have on your fingers?
Well, I don't have any, but we won 4 Stanley Cups when I played. And every year that we won the Stanley Cup, we didn't get anybody who had not been on the team the year before, they gave him a new ring. But anybody who had been on the team the year before, like we won in 1962-63 season, and if he'd been on the team like that year, we all got a ring because we didn't have one. Following year, he wanted a game, so if there were any new players, he gave him a ring, and any of the old players, they took their ring in and they gave him a bigger diamond at that time. And so I have a one ring for 4 Stanley Cups, and it has like 4 dates on it, and a little larger diamond went into it each year, but I had it made small. My wife wears it all the time. I really don't wear any, but I do own one, you know.
Punch him like, what was he like to play for?
Well, Punch is, those were good years. They were glory years. We had some great hockey teams, Charlie, and Punch was was our coach and general manager, of course, and Punch wasn't the greatest, I guess, well, maybe, yeah, greatest coach in the world, like, so far as telling you how to play the game, because but his great strength really was the fact that he could motivate a hockey team. He really motivated you, and you really wanted to play bad and hard for him and good for him, you know. And I guess that was the key to Punch's success, was the fact that he could get you to feel like really playing good, really playing hard, you know.
And how old was Johnny Bower back then?
Well, we used to think that back then John was Well, we really didn't know how old he was, you know. I was his roommate, of course. John and I roomed together, and we roomed together for 11 years in place of the trauma of grief. But he really didn't know himself. Well, he was, I don't think, you know, lies about his age so many years. He really didn't know how old he was himself. But he was about 36 or 37 years old, and, you know.
I always admired that guy when I used to see him on TV, you know.
He was a great coder. I was with him last night and the night before. I was with him the last two nights. He scouts for the Toronto Base, of course, and I scout for the Quebec Nordiques. And we go to lots of games together, and he's one of my best friends still to this day. And I was with him the last two nights at some hockey games.
I read an article quite a few years ago, and I forget who said it, but it was one of the members of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they described the Army as a practical joker. What did you do to those guys?
Well, I didn't do too much journey, I guess, you know. I guess those are kind of... Army was not the only practical joker. There were lots of them on the hockey team. And I guess most of the stories and the things that we did, I guess, are things that we can't tell on the air. You know, they're clubhouse things that happen. And
what about those days there? Did everybody have to have that, you know, those kind of haircuts, like the brush cuts and all that?
Well, that's the style then, Charlie, you know. Really, you know, like we started, like you started watching hockey or... after the Second World War, like everybody, during the Second World War, everybody had their hair cut short, and we were the same. We were just young, like, you know, I was just a boy when the Second World War was over, but everybody wore brush cuts and very, very short hair, and like it wasn't just the hockey players, the people, you know, the men and the boys and the people on the street all wore them, and you kind of look back, I suppose, and the years that we won the Stanley Cup, we were kind of a mature hockey team, a little bit older than some of the other guys, and I guess it was our habit to wear short hair, and we still wore it. Nobody told us we had to wear it. We liked it. And
do you still have short hair now?
Oh, well, what's theirs? Yeah, you know, and it's a little bit gray. It's not black anymore like it was. It's half gray. I guess that's the white part in me is turning gray. You know?
What about in your own point of view? Has the game changed very much since the classic six teams and now to the expansion?
Well, the game's changed a great deal, Johnny, and I think that the players today are better. A lot, you know, they skate faster, they shoot harder. You know, like, hockey can't be going backwards. Nowadays, Johnny, if you don't run a 4-minute mile, you don't even get in a race. You don't even put your running shoes on. You know, because everybody runs it nowadays. They were the pole vaulting maybe 15, 16 feet in those days. Now they're doing it 22 feet.
And now you're working for the Quebec Nordiques. Can you tell us about that?
The only reason I work for them because my wife and my kids have got a terrible habit, and they like to eat, and so like to eat, and they wouldn't have to buy food, it wouldn't have to work, you know. I need the money, I said. That's why you're working at that radio station, you know, this letter.
That's right.
They're a good organization, they're fine people, and we have a very respectful hockey team. We have... as we come into the National Hockey League, and I enjoy very much working down there.
Does that involve a lot of traveling still?
Well, that involves quite a bit of traveling, sorry. Like, I travel across Canada to scout and rate junior hockey players, right from Victoria, right through to the Quebec Junior League. I go down to Massachusetts, scout high school players in Massachusetts and Minnesota and North Dakota and Winnipeg, Saskatchewan. But I don't travel any more than I used to as a hockey player, I don't think. And my family has become with that. You know, they don't exactly like it all the time, but they're used to it. It's been kind of a way of life in this household, and we all accept it, you know. I guess hockey is like, you know, is one of the things that I know best, and so I'm lucky to have a job doing something that I kind of like and that I know the best.
George Armstrong, I thank you very much for talking to us, and if you ever come through to Maniwaki, Quebec area, don't be shy. Come and give us a call here.
Okay, Jerry, you're very welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, and I hope they don't fire you after this interview.
Below your earlier level.